most of the information that we have been talking today and in my next lecture, the morning lecture, is available in our website, the http://screening.irkfr. It's a very rich source for information on several cancers, particularly breast, cervical, oral, and colorectal cancer, and cancer statistics and several things. So you may rely on this for your reference purposes. Five-year survival for breast cancer in most places is around 50%, and in rural areas it's like 30%, because still most of the cancers are diagnosed with lymph node metastasis and more than 4 centimeters. And we know we have several modalities for early detection of breast cancer. I mean, of course, awareness is for everyone, for every detection method. And we have two modes of detection. Screening is doing a screening test systematically in asymptomatic population, whereas clinical early diagnosis is restricting your early detection test to people at high risk of disease, generally people who are at an optimum age and people with symptoms. So you have the other non-mammographic methods. Breast self-examination, we would like to call this now more than breast self-examination as breast awareness, knowing what is normal for people. So we encourage people to palpate breast occasionally, especially during birth, to know what is normal for them, so that in a future occasion, they are aware of what is abnormal. And globally, about 60% of the breast cancers, even in developed countries, are detected by women themselves, and they promptly self-refer themselves. So breast awareness is a major non-mammographic method. And the second method is clinical breast examination or physical examination of the breast. The experimental evidence coming from randomized trials in Philippines and other countries do not show an effectiveness in a screening mode, but unfortunately this has been done in an inappropriate settings where already breast cancers are diagnosed in very early stages, so that the difference is not known, but otherwise it has a capability. Then of course mammographic screening has been conclusively shown to reduce mortality, particularly in women aged above 50 years. In randomized trials, 30% reduction in mortality, and in public health programs, in routine programs in countries, like a 15 to 20% reduction in mortality, but it is not feasible in developing countries. It's systematically in a screening mode, because it is quite expensive, and recent developments like digital mammography is even more expensive by capital costs. Ultrasonography, even though it is a very good adjunctive test for differentiating cystic and solid tumors, it has not come yet into the primary screening mode. Then the method which relies heavily in almost all countries is clinical breast examination or clinical awareness coupled with triple diagnosis, where you use diagnostic mammography, diagnostic ultrasonography or fine needle aspiration or core biopsy in a triple mode for people with palpable breast lumps. So essentially we are moving into a mode, a high level of breast awareness coupled with physical examination, opportunities for physical examination, so that you detect a large number of women with palpable lumps in their breast, and then who are referred for a triple diagnosis as a triaging method. So essentially you are relying on clinical examination with triaging by triple diagnosis, diagnostic ultrasonography, mammography, and fine needle aspiration biopsy. In many places, people use core biopsies. Core biopsies are expensive. The equipment is expensive. And in fact, observational studies will show a good quality fine needle aspiration cytology is as good as a core biopsy in a triple diagnosis mode. And there is conclusive evidence it is fast and easy to perform. There is a minimal discomfort, and its sensitivity is quite high and allows rapid reporting. And in fact, one would say a clinical awareness breast examination coupled with triple diagnosis has a very high sensitivity, around say 99%, and specificity around 99%. It's systematically applied. And in fact, what has cost in countries like South Korea, Singapore, Taiwan, and places, Hong Kong, and places like that, is this particular philosophy, a high level of clinical awareness, a high level of capacity in the health services to apply triple diagnosis for women with palpable lumps, which has resulted in breast cancers diagnosed at 2 centimeters or less, and with 80% of the women with no nodes. And in fact, we would like to demonstrate this, the capability of this, in a randomized trial setting in a developing country. So IRRC has set up, in collaboration with the Regional Cancer Center in Trivandrum, a randomized trial to evaluate this particular philosophy vis-a-vis awareness alone. This is breast awareness, opportunities for physical examination of the breast, and triple diagnosis for women detected with palpable lumps. Intervention once in 5 years, once in 3 years for a total round of three rounds, and the control group receiving the usual care, the existing care. And this is a randomized trial, and it aims to reduce the incidence rate of advanced breast cancers defined 4 centimeters or more with nodes. That's advanced breast cancer, from 80% to around 55% over a period of 7 years. And decrease the incidence rates by 30%, decrease the advanced stages by 25%, and increase the 3-year survival, which is a good surrogate for 5-year survival, from 55 to 75%. Reduce breast cancer mortality by 20%. The study involves around 120,000 women, 60,000 women randomized to intervention and 60,000 women to the control group. The first round of screening is over. There is a positivity rate for physical examination around 6%. And only about 50% of the women with palpable lump report for a diagnostic triage. And in fact, what is interesting is, if you apply such methodology, about 5% of the women will require a diagnostic mammogram, 5% will require a diagnostic ultrasonography, and based on these findings, 3% of the women will require a diagnostic pine needle aspiration cytology. And interestingly, for every 200 women subjected to such an intervention, one woman will require excision biopsy. And compare this in a routine mammography-based program, for every woman subjected to screening mammography, about 8 to 15 will require excision biopsy. And these are preliminary results halfway through the first round of screening. It shows considerable shift of the stage to the left, which is like 60% of the tumors are diagnosed with less than 4 centimeters with no nodes. And the node-negative breast disease constitutes 2/3 as compared to, say, half in the control group. Of course, a high proportion of ER-positive tumors, showing that the disease with favorable prognosis is increasingly detected in an early detection mode. And a fourth of them having breast conservative surgery. And it is not a time, we have sufficient events by the 7th year to detect possibly a difference in breast cancer mortality. So, in concluding, it is not feasible to introduce screening programs based on screening mammography in low-resource settings. On the other hand, breast awareness and clinical examination of the breast are important strategies for detection of breast cancer, coupled with triple diagnosis. And early diagnosis linked with basic treatment can prevent breast cancer deaths. And in fact, the WHO will maintain that a basic treatment, when we say a basic treatment, for example, in situations which will require an adjuvant chemotherapy, most of the patients can be managed with affordable forms of adjuvant chemotherapy rather than going to very expensive, costly molecules which are available now. And in most situations where one will require an adjuvant hormonal therapy, you can achieve it with tamoxifen, rather than going into the more expensive forms of anti-hormonal therapy at the moment available in the market. So in most places, a clinical early detection resulting in tumors less than 2 centimeters or 4 centimeters, coupled with an adequate surgery plus a basic hormonal chemotherapy depending upon the indications, and would cure a large number of people. So one of the most important non-mammographic methods for early detection is still clinical awareness and clinical breast examination. Thank you for your attention.